This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Corner's ready to crash, and Bailey bunts his strike foul into the net. Shows bunt again in the air. Foul again. Strike two. Now he'll swing the 0-2 to center field. Altman has a read on it. Schmidt tags from second, and he's going to hold. Devers rockets the ball to straightaway center field. It's caught by Altman on the warning track. Oh, did you?
And he did.
Flores, fly ball to left field. Pajes toward the line. He makes the catch. And that's a win for LA. It took 11 innings. And an innumerable amount of gray hairs.
Yeah. I mean, baseball can be a cruel game. Ball 106 off the bat there. And they hit balls like, 40 miles an hour in the last inning. So, you know, it's just the way it is sometimes. Unfortunately, it didn't work in our favor.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'll just say it. I'll say it right now to my friend Dan Dibley. I hate baseball. That was all from Roku. Roku.
Roku, yeah. I'll take your word for it.
And put the Giants Dodgers games on Roku.
I mean,
what are we doing?
I don't want to get too deep into it and sound like the old guy, but it was one of those things where I was on the golf course anyway.
Yeah.
So by the time I got off the course and figured out what was going on, I had missed the game on Roku.
I had actually what was a really comical and amusing old guy moment with regard to this game. You ready for this?
Yeah.
So I'm out running around yesterday doing stuff. We got this event we're getting ready for later this week. But anyway, why don't y'all turn the game on? Or actually, there's no one upstairs. So I walk into the main room of the house. I'm like, where the hell is everybody? Jude, come on. Why aren't you watching the Giants game? He's like, Dad, I'm watching it downstairs. And I go, okay. He goes, it's on Roku. I'm like, he's 11 years old. I go, I know it's on Roku today. And this is one of those things. I'm like, okay, so we have Roku? Like, you end up paying for so much stuff. I'm like, I don't even know what we do and don't have.
Yeah.
So I say to Jude, I go, we have Roku? He's like, well, I found it. And I go, great. Can you come put it on upstairs? We sat together for 9 minutes, and not only could I not turn it on Roku, I couldn't even find Roku.
Yeah.
Now, the TV downstairs is a smart TV, apparently a smarter TV Then yeah. the TV upstairs.
Well, and the smart TVs now come with Roku already on there.
Right, exactly. So I like we never found it upstairs. And when I asked him how he found it downstairs, his answer was, I don't know. I just did. So when you're 11, you're able to navigate this stuff. When you're 50, you're not. End of story. Giants lose. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
I think we have a TV, an older TV, and we have an external Roku in the office. So when I go in the office, I will watch everything through the Roku. And, you know, you add on different apps and you get your Xfinity and whatnot. But the sound that you played coming back from Roku, exit velo of 106 off the bat of Rafi Devers. Expected batting average on that hit is 720. So when you hit the ball like that, 72% of the time you get a hit, but not in that spot, sadly.
Not this time. Not this time. All right, more on that in a moment, because also the Derby is going to start here in a few minutes. I want to get off a thought or two about all of that, but it is time. All-Star Week prize blowout. We've got the clues right now. So again, if you're just joining us, don't call now. That's not what we're doing. We're about to give you your three clues. Hopefully the clues lead you to go, oh, I know who that guy is. And then once you've got that name in your head, then you wait for the sounder. Then you wait for the sounder. When you hear the sounder, that's when you call Ken. Ken will answer your call. The first thing you should say to Ken is, Ken, pick a hat. And then after that, then you give the name of the person. And if you get it right, then you're going to win a $100 gift card to the merch shop with the Valkyries. Does that make sense for everybody? All right, so here are the three clues. Dibs, you get to play along because you don't know who this person is.
Nope.
All right, it's three clues. Number one, I was an all-star three times in my career, all with the same team in 2015, 2018, and 2021.
All right.
Okay, that's clue number one. Three-time all-star, same team, 2015, 2018, 2021. Clue number two, I was born in Mountain View, California.
Aha!
Clue number three, my path to the big leagues took me from Foothill High School in Pleasanton to UCLA before I was eventually drafted in the fourth round by the team for which I grew up rooting.
Ho ho!
Uh-huh. Okay, So those are your three clues. Hold your guesses until we tell you that it is time to call. You'll hear the sounder soon, and at that point, you can call Ken and try to win the $100 gift card to the Valks merch shop.
Love it.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you think you know who it is?
I think I do. I like those clues. And, you know, if you follow along, and you could probably even, you know, put that thing into the old AI, and the AI would probably spit out the answer. But
well, that's not a very fun way to do it. I mean, my
it's
goodness.
It's not, but I mean, everything's AI these days.
I know, but in theory, some of the people listening are driving around. I'm not going to, like, hey, you know, start talking to Siri or whatever. Like, what happened to good old, like, I'm a big fan and I know my stuff? What happened to that person?
There's that, and you still have to hear the sounder and then call in, so
exactly.
Still some work to do.
Yep, you're still going to. I was actually watching a video last night. You know, do you ever get these things on Instagram where you're just scrolling around and it's like, you know, heady, inspirational stuff, you know, guidance, whatever. And I was watching a Will Ferrell popped up, and he was telling his story about how he got into comedy. And I guess he sat his dad down and was like, Dad, I want to at least give this a shot. And the dad, and I thought this was good parenting, the dad did not kill the dream, even though that's a hard thing to do, right? Go make it in comedy. The dad said, listen, here's my advice. Go for it as long as you understand that it's not just about your talent. If it was just about your talent, there'd be no question you would be a crazy success. You're very funny. But understand that a huge piece of this will just be luck. A huge piece.
Is that's just, with anything, exactly.
Right, right. And so that's true with the Valks merch shop, too. You could have the answer. You could be a great listener, but there's going to be some luck involved. You're going to have to beat other callers to the punch.
And, yeah, you're going to have to be the lucky caller who gets answered, and then you get it right, and then you win. There's a certain amount of luck that goes into all these things.
I put a few dollars on a couple of the participants tonight in the Home Run Derby.
All right. Yeah. Which ones?
I went with Matt Olson. And I like that. And I went with Brent Rooker.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like the Olson one because, if I'm not mistaken, it's in Atlanta, right?
It is,
and he
correct.
Plays for Atlanta.
Yep.
So my conspiracy radar was such that maybe when he goes out to take his session, the ball that he attempts to hit might be a little bit harder and tighter.
Oh.
Because they might want to root for the home team. If he doesn't win, it's a shame.
Well,
I just had a brief thought earlier today. I was looking at one of the emails from the great Jimmy Shapiro, betonline.ag, and he had put some of the lines out, each individual first round over under and all the rest of it. So I actually saw his number and thought, oh, I think it's 16.5, and I thought that might be a good overplay for the hometown kid, quote unquote.
I like that. Well, and again, but he's replacing Ronald Acuna in this because they did want a Brave. They wanted a Brave. And also, here's one of the reasons I like Olson. I think of all the guys doing it this year, Olson's the only one who can say he's done it before. This is not his first Derby.
Oh.
So he's got a little experience on how this works and all of that. And then Rooker, I just took because, you know, A's. He's hot, and they're good numbers. Like they're the underdogs. They're the underdogs. I do not think Cal Raleigh is going to win this thing. I just
don't. That's a lot of pressure. What's he got? 38 on the year?
Yeah, 1,000. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But he's got a big loopy swing, and it's about the repetitive flow of this. You know, Matt Olson's one of those Ernie Els type deals where it's just real smooth and easy.
Are they still doing the format where it's like a timed thing and you get a couple of timeouts and you can't swing until the other one hits the ground or whatever?
Yeah, it's all those things. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think that's what they're doing.
They've kind of lost me, the Home Run Derby.
Why?
Just for one, the format it's just kind of cockamamie. And I don't know.
You think everything is cockamamie.
Untrue.
No,
that's not true.
No, but okay, hold that thought. Hold that thought. It's time to win the $100 gift card to the Valkyries merch shop. They got good-looking stuff, okay? First person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player that we clued you in on, you guess that player correctly, you will win. The first person to call this number, 415-523-4652. That's 415-523-4652. You guess the player correctly, you win. Thank you to the Valkyries for providing us with the wonderful prize. The morning roast will be next up. The Joes will have another prize tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. Good luck to each and every one of you crazy campers. Okay?
There you go.
All right.
Go get it.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. All right, go back to what you were saying about cockamamie derbies.
I just, you know, the fact that you have a timed session and then you got to swing as much fast as you can, and then what, you come back and you get multiple rounds. For me, it's not enough entertainment for the buck, and I know it's free, but the bang for your buck just isn't quite there for me. Now, it's more entertaining than the slam dunk competition, that's for sure.
Yep.
But it's just not something that I've really been drawn to over the years.
Yeah, no, I get that. Look, it's the All-Star game. It's a big whatever. It's not like appointment viewing for me, but I will tell you this, and largely this is just based on me kind of watching the way my young sports fans at the house operate and get excited. They are much more excited about tonight than they are about tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
More into the Derby than they are into the game.
No question. No question at all.
The All-Star game itself is, I don't know what the over-under is, but it's usually a good solid bet to bet the under because you've got the best pitchers in baseball all throwing 100-plus, none of whom want to be shown up very much. And so A lot of times these all-star games turn out to be low-scoring affairs.
Dibs, you know this show. You don't need to wonder about what lines are. You can go live directly to our degenerate facility next door and ask.
I don't know if he's A, here, or B, paying attention.
Both are true. Let me give you a yes to both. Here,
okay,
and paying attention. So go ahead. Let's go live to our degenerate headquarters next door. What is the over-under on the All-Star game, Lucas?
It is an even 7.
7. There you go.
All right. An even 7. I like it. Last year, it was the total was 8. And then before that, it was 5-5, 7-7, 14 back in 2018. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That thing really got away from them. We got a 2-1 in here. We got a 4-2. So 7's about usually where it kind of lands. So,
okay.
Yeah, 7's a tough under to try to go for, but I'd go under if I had to lean on the All-Star game.
Pretty good hitter's park. I think that comes into play, too, when you're yep, trying to think this stuff out. This is a pretty good hitter's park, Atlanta.
No doubt, yeah. And you had last year at Globe Life where, you know, 5-3 final, the AL getting it done. The AL, I mean, can you just win every year? My God, National League, why bother showing up?
I don't even ever remember the next year who won the year before. Once they stopped doing the, you want to talk about cockamamie, when they
yep,
were doing the home field advantage thing, that was cockamamie. But,
no doubt.
Yeah, I never remember from one year to next who won the All-Star game.
Yeah, it's been the American League has won, just scanning back, it looks like 10 of 12.
Okay.
10 of the last 12. So, you know, pretty thorough beatdowns from what they used to call the junior circuit.
I guess. No more. I guess. But, I mean, the National League is the National League's got a better – they've got better teams this year than the American League does.
No doubt.
And I'm not going to let tonight be, you know, or tomorrow night be some sort of a narrative on which has the better league. The deeper league this year is the National League, I think.
Yeah, and, you know, the All-Star game, 9 innings, it's hard to really determine which league is better based solely on that. And what's the expectation for Logan Webb? You think Logan gets in there and gets an inning? And
yeah,
Rodriguez, maybe if they have the lead, he gets in?
Right, yeah, obviously. Like, Robbie Ray is there but not eligible to pitch.
Right.
But Logan Webb is now somebody who has really, really established himself as one of the top starters in the league, well-respected, being managed by an in-division manager. Yeah, I'm sure that Logan will get in there. And then Rodriguez, I would argue the same result for different reasons. If I'm Dave Roberts, I'm probably thinking to myself, who are the relievers on this staff who may never be here again? And that's not me not believing in Randy Rodriguez, but until he pitches back-to-back games more and becomes a closer, I don't know if Randy's going to get back to an all-star game, you know? So
yeah.
I'd put him in there for that reason.
That makes sense. I don't know if they always operate with that in mind, and I'm just looking at the rosters, and they've got 18 pitchers on the roster. Now, you mentioned Robbie Ray, who is ineligible, and I don't know who else threw yesterday to where they wouldn't be eligible either, but you got a lot of guys to get in there. I see Yamamoto. He pitched yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. So
He did.
He won't be able to go tomorrow either, but, you know, you got a lot of relievers with more experience than Rodriguez, so I don't know how much Dave Roberts will try to win the game or just, you know, try to get as many guys in as possible.
Yeah, I think you I don't know. To me, if you're managing it right, you're thinking about all of these things. And then maybe you do get a little bit competitive. I mean, obviously he's going to take care of the guys who are on his team and make sure that he puts them in the best position to succeed coming out of the break. Obviously Kershaw is going to get in. Because that's what he's there to do. So there's that side of it. So, yeah, no guarantees on any of them. But I would be shocked if Logan didn't get in and mildly surprised if Rodriguez didn't get something in the sixth or seventh inning.
Yeah, just, I mean, depending on how they're going to go about doing it and, you know, who he wants to throw. And you look at so many of these starting pitchers on the All-Star team and most of those guys aren't used to coming out of the pen, so
yep,
maybe you get some of these veterans like Chris Sale, who's like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't need to go in there in the fourth inning just to be a part of it."
Yeah, no doubt. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If we could re-unlock those when possible, just because I'd like to circle back while we're on the baseball topic, and we'll get to Steph Curry on Kevon Looney here shortly. But while we're talking baseball, 888-957-9570. It's kind of a two-pronged question for anybody who either went to a Giants game this weekend or even if you just watched and kind of consumed what was being discussed. A, how does it make you feel that so many Dodger fans were in the building? But B, how does it make you feel that it got the attention of the Giants players to the point where they talked about it after the game? For instance, on Friday night after the victory 8-7, here's both Logan Webb and Willie Adames referencing the crowd.
Every time we play these guys, it always seems like it's a great atmosphere. Probably a little too many Dodger fans in the stands, but yeah, it's always fun playing against them. Always a great energy.
Not gonna lie, I feel like we had too many Dodgers fans today here. So, you know, maybe tomorrow we get more San Francisco fans. But no, the energy was intense. I loved it. It felt like a playoff game, to be honest. You know, that's how high the energy was tonight. But like I say, I loved it, and, you know, I love playing games like that.
Look, these are light, innocuous comments. I'm not, like, fired up or mad at it, but my message to both Logan Willie Adames and Elliot Ramos, who talked about it the following day, is I would not dance on that floor if I were you. That's just me. I would keep fan behavior for a team that is eighth in the league in attendance, averaging 36,000 a night, has a long, historic, great fan base here. I would not make this about them and sort of questioning either what they do with their dollars or even what they do with their behavior. The Giants fans are not in charge of StubHub. There's nothing I can do about a Dodger fan buying a ticket to these baseball games. And by the way, fan responsibility is to me goes no farther than when you go to a game, don't act like a jerk. Other than that, there's nothing you can tell me about what a fan is supposed to do with their free time and their money.
Right. And so if you're a Giants fan who's a ticket holder and you want to sell the tickets to, when they're playing the Dodgers, you're not going to vet the person who buys it and make sure that they're not a Dodger fan. They can sell it to whoever they want to sell it to. And I think that if it was a bigger issue of attendance, then maybe you could have a point. But you make a good point, Mark, that the Giants have done really well in attendance, 36,000 fans a game. The fans have shown up and they've been very supportive of this team all year long. So you're going to come out in this series and in this moment. Now you're going to say something about it. I think that the timing was not good, and I think that it turns out to be a little bit of a bad look to hear that from them.
Yeah, I agree. And then here's the other thing I would say. You know, like, if you're a Giants fan, this whole idea that it's like, oh, my God, you let the Dodger fans take over your building. Again, this is completely out of your control. And the next point is, this is not embarrassing. It's not embarrassing. I actually look at it the other way, right? Do you think that it would have looked and felt like that necessarily if the Giants were 14 games under 500? I don't think it would have been intense at all. I think the prices would have been a lot cheaper. I think fewer people would have sold their tickets. The fact that this was such a show and was intense, and Grandy estimated Friday night was probably 70-30 in favor of the Giants. Like, there's nothing embarrassing or offensive about this at all. It is the two flagship franchises of the West Coast. It's a rivalry series. They both have winning records. Shohei Ohtani is in the building. That's the way that's going to look. There was never any question about how that was going to look.
Right, and I do think if the Giants were a bad team, you'd have, even more Dodger fans in the building. And I do think that if the Giants were a bad team, you would have an increase in attendance for Giants fans because of what you're talking about. It's a big game. It's always a big series. It's a rivalry, and it's a great time to go to a game because you're going to have that intensity of Giants-Dodgers. But this one is even more so because the Giants are good and the Dodgers are really good, and the Dodgers are as close to America's team, and actually more likely they're the world's team with all the different countries that they represent and the amount of really marquee players that they have. So no matter where the Dodgers go, it's going to be a big deal. And I wonder if they are they the leaders, Mark, in road attendance this year in Major League Baseball?
The Dodgers? The Dodgers or the Giants?
The Dodgers.
Yes, yes, the Dodgers. Yeah, I think that they are the, let me look up to make sure, but I'm pretty sure that they are the leaders in both home and road attendance.
That would make sense.
Yeah, the Dodgers do, they lead baseball, averaging over 50,000 per night at home. And yes, they are number one at 37,000 per night on the road.
Yeah, so there you go. So should you be embarrassed that the Dodgers came in and,
no,
quote, took over your yard? According to these numbers, they take over everyone's yard.
Yeah,
they're number one in road attendance.
I also think that while they had a major presence, I'm going to push back a little bit on they took over. To me, taking over means that literally you have more than 50% of the building. Like, Niner fans take over SoFi when they play the Rams.
I was going to say, taking over is when he has to go to a silent count.
Right.
When Matthew Stafford had to go silent count at home.
Crazy.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
That is a takeover.
Yeah. And by the way, I also don't really find that, like, quote unquote, embarrassing. We've got to stop this whole thing about, like, it's embarrassing for fans. Here, like, dude, we live in major, major vacation hubs, and it's summer, and like the Rams Niners thing, the Rams went away for a bunch of years, and then they came back, and so fandom changes, and the Niners have been the more successful franchise, and they've been anchored in the Bay Area the whole time, like they have such a wonderful marketing arm. These things are just reality. They're not embarrassing. Embarrassing is like what the A's ownership has done. That's embarrassing. Other than that, like we're talking about successful outlets right now that people want to experience and see. And there's no escaping this. This is just kind of the way it is out here, and Shohei Ohtani is on that team, and so that's how it goes.
Yeah, embarrassing is when you go to a Saints game and the fans had bags over their heads. That was embarrassing.
Exactly.
Or when you go to a Tampa Bay game and the place is empty, or the Miami Marlins and no one's there. And yeah, you mentioned the A's, even when they were in Oakland the last few years, that was kind of embarrassing where you couldn't get fans to even really show up to that Coliseum because of the way the owner comported himself. And it wasn't embarrassing for the fans who still cared. It's embarrassing for the franchise itself that put themselves in that position to where fans didn't want to show up.
See, here's something on the Boxer and Gersten work injury attorneys text line I want to throw at you and see if you agree with me. 650 says, how can you say it's completely out of your control? Giants fans are selling their tickets during the greatest series of the year against their greatest rival. You don't think that says something about the fan base? All right, ready for my answer? No, I don't. Again, take the romanticism out of fan behavior. We're not on the team. This is not, we don't need to paint our face and go get one for the Gipper because the Dodgers are in town. If you want to go to the game and you have tickets, knock yourself out. I bet it's a great watch. But if there's a different Giant fan out there who's like, you know what? Financially, I get to buy season tickets, go to tons of games, and then recoup the majority of my costs by selling off the Dodger series. I don't think that that's dumb. I don't think it means we've got a bad fan base. I don't think anything. I think that means that there's somebody who found a way to do this in a financially advantageous way.
And where do you draw the line? Like, okay, so Dodger series, you can't sell it. Can you sell the Padre series? They're a division rival. Can you sell the Red Sox series? Because that's a big ticket item. Can you only sell the games that people actually don't want to buy?
You can sell whatever you want.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Is where do you draw the line? If you are the ticket owner, you buy the ticket, and you have a legal ability to resell the ticket on the resale market, then there are no rules. You can go ahead and sell whatever you want to sell.
Yeah, I just think this entire idea of, like, you know, the team is out there playing, they're making millions of dollars, and somehow, like, the fan behavior is attached to that entire product. And therefore, like, oh, you've got a bad fan base if some people decided to stick their tickets on the internet. Like, what are we talking about? 36,000 a night are going there. And I don't even need those metrics. You, like most of you listening to our voices, live here. You don't need we don't need a study on whether or not this is a good fan base. Like that ship sailed a long time ago.
Yeah, and you don't need to necessarily go to the attendance figures to prove your point, like you were saying. All you have to do is watch the game and walk around and feel the excitement that people have in the Bay Area for this team, which is why, you know, we go back to the comments that you played from Adamus and comments from Logan Webb. Those are unnecessary because they know that the fan base has been supportive. So if there's a series where the opponent has a lot of fans in your building, well, that's just the way it is in baseball and the way the Dodgers are so popular.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. So to me, I'm going to more lean into something. Grandy texted us after going to the game Friday night. He was just like, that was a vibe. Like, I didn't go to any of these games, but, like, just watching them on TV, dude, it looked like it was bananas. And to go to a night game, have 15 runs get scored, all the drama that went into that, and have the, you know, large portions of both fan bases represented and have loud voices the whole night. Dude, that's like a playoff game. That's awesome.
Yeah, and to get the win too made it even more awesome,
you know. Of course.
Of all the games to win, that would be the one that you'd most want to win on a Friday night, Orange Friday, full house. And yeah, you want to win all of them, but something about that night vibe there when you've got a playoff-type atmosphere, full sellout, Dodgers in town. That must have been an exciting game to go to.
Speaking of Grandy, is Grandy right next to you still?
Right next to me, yeah.
Okay, all right. Have you been there in that seat the whole time, Grandy?
Most of it, yeah.
Okay, you're not like, I mean, like, I don't know, like up and around. Like, is there, like, can you find Buddy Hield or something like that?
No one has walked by, and
what? But do they need, like, go get him?
Well, that Raymond Ritter is working on that. I have, you know, I'm the only other guy here, and Dibs doesn't know the equipment. And fans keep walking by and kicking the camera.
Dibs knows the equipment. Dibs, my God, that man's been sitting in front of radio equipment for 40 years.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, maybe 35, sorry.
I did have
whatever.
A moment with Danny Ainge a little bit ago when he walked by, and he looked over, and I gave him the wave, and he gave me the wave back.
Why don't you tell him to come on so we could ask him about trade Markkanen? Let's go.
Yeah. Why'd you want so much for Markkanen, Danny?
No.
What the heck happened?
Are you going to trade him now?
Yeah, I mean, they might. They're allowed to now, finally.
They're allowed to.
I'll go track him down and say, you want to answer questions about Lauri Markkanen for us Warrior fans?
No, that's not how you do it, Granny, because then he's going to say no. You say, do you want to come over? Those two guys over there want to talk about the great moments of your career as both a Celtic and a Blue Jay.
Got it.
Did you even know he was a Blue Jay?
I did not.
Exactly. So you get him over here, and then as soon as he sits down, then we railroad him about Markkanen.
That's right. We start to just badger
him. Danny Ainge, the pride of Eugene, Oregon.
Exactly.
Seen Mark Few has come by a few times, I will add.
It's
a
two.
He can't seem – no, it's a fact. He can't seem to stop walking around. The thing is so we got a game going on in Thomas and Mack. You got a game next door at the Cox Pavilion, and people are just literally doing loops on the concourse, just walking around the concourse. I would say of all the people in this building, only half of them are actually watching basketball games. The other half are just walking around in circles.
Well, yeah, that's Vegas. That's an event in Vegas. You just walk around aimlessly and sort of, like, take it all in. That's kind of what you do, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of people watching, and here it's like, ooh, that guy's 6'9". He's got to be somebody. And so you start to stare. And even, like, there are some younger.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
People like clearly high school age kids here, and it's like, oh my God, that kid's 6'6 already. And you start to think, there's one right now. Kid just walked by, got to be 17, and he's maybe 6'8. It's like, oh. He may be playing here someday.
He might already be playing. Who knows? Like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he is on one of the teams, and you just don't know who he is.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny you say that because the first guest we had, after he left the table, he went in with Raymond Ritter, and then moments later, he is just walking over to the snack bar, just a 6'8 guy getting a snack. Alex Tui.
Alex Tui doesn't get free food at Thomas and Mac?
He might, but the point is Alex Tui was just going about his business, just walking down the concourse, and not a person batted an eye nor tried to bum rush him for an autograph.
Of course not. Of course not. Now, if this guy were to walk through the building, the whole place would stop. We know that, but he's not going to do that because I would imagine he's kicking his feet up after three grueling days at Edgewood Tahoe and relaxing today, and that's none other than Steph Curry. We wanted to play this for you. While out there in Tahoe, he sat down on the Dubs Talk podcast with Monty Poole. You remember you and I, or actually maybe it was Grandy. I can't remember.
It was me.
No,
yep.
It was you. We had Monty Poole.
On his drive up.
Yeah, on his drive up to Tahoe. He was going up there to talk to Steph for the Dubs Talk podcast. Here's Steph on Kevon Looney moving on.
When you joined the Valkyries at the beginning of the season, right off of winning the title in Italy, it was a smooth transition. Same thing.
It appears that has been cut incorrectly. Gentlemen, next door in the degenerate facility, it appears that something has gone haywire with that screen.
Okay.
Because that was not Steph Curry.
It didn't sound like Steph.
That was not Steph. That was supposed
sounded closer
to, be Steph.
To like a Stefania. Stefania Bell, perhaps.
So
it was definitely not a Steph.
Anyway, Steph thinks that Loon was great, man. You know? He was great.
But he was great.
Now he's gone.
I mean, he's gone, and not that he fired shots on his way out, because that's not the way I would describe what Kevon said, but Kevon's comments definitely kind of hit me like, oh, it turns out he was not necessarily as happy go lucky as I would have thought.
See, and let's talk about that for a second, and then we'll play the comments that Dibs is referencing. Here's kind of how I view this. Kevon Looney, I have no doubt, loved being a Warrior. And Kevon Looney, no doubt in my mind, loved the teammates. I also think that from a large view, he probably thought the Warrior organization was classy, and he thinks that Steve Kerr is smart. those things can be true, and you can also be annoyed with your boss and annoyed with your parent company because you don't feel like they value you and are willing to pay you as much as you would like them to pay you. I can't think of anything more relatable on planet Earth. Like, how many people think of your job right now? Do you love your job?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you love your coworkers?
I mean, I'm sitting next to one.
Do you love your coworkers?
Sure, Mark. I'll play along with the bit.
Do you love your boss?
Look, 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 look. Love the boss.
Hey, do you disagree with him sometimes?
Yes. Yes, hey, I do.
Do you love your parent company?
I love Odyssey, Mark. I've got multiple Odyssey coffee mugs at home.
Have they given you every dollar that you wish they had?
No, they haven't, Mark.
All right. So, you
and additionally, they have not always put me in as often as I'd like to be put in.
There you go.
I am here in Vegas on the company dime,
exactly.
So my tune's changed a little bit.
Yeah, but like, right, does everybody feel like they've been in the starting lineup as much as they wish they were? Like, who's Kevon Looney? He's Dan Dibley. He's Mark Willard. He's all of us. He loves his company. He loves his job. He loves his coworkers. But sometimes he disagrees with the decisions the boss makes, and he wishes that his company would pay him more. What the hell's how's that different than anyone you've ever met?
Yeah, it's really not. I just was surprised to hear him put the words out there. And
yeah,
what he said is absolutely right. And they are his feelings, and he's right to feel that way. And he basically said, I am looking for more consistent playing time. And, you know, the Warriors weren't going to offer me as much money, most likely, as he was able to get elsewhere.
Well, let's play it for everybody, the comments that you're referencing. And then I think that we've got the Steph Curry thing fixed. Did we, Lucas? It's all fixed now? Awesome. That was karma, by the way, which I'll explain in a second. But anyway, here's Looney on the Warriors Plus Minus podcast with Marcus Thompson. You'll hear his voice, too. Kind of talking out his frustrations over playing time and money.
Most was the last straw. That's where you like, I'm done. I'm out.
I guess what is. I wouldn't say that quitting my guy, but it was anybody but me. It seemed like at this point.
who hurt the most? Which move hurt the most?
I don't know. They all seem the same. I don't put nobody there.
Really?
It was not one moment. It was not one moment. It was more of a, like, even this year, probably the playoffs. Like, we blowing against Steven Adams. This is what I do. And I feel not really, they're not giving me the chance to really let me do what I do. It's kind of like, all right, y'all don't trust me. I thought y'all trust me. Right? They put me in that at the end in game seven. Well, we had to wait to that point. That's what kind of go like, all right, y'all really don't think I'm that good no more? Well, what's the problem?
But that's kind of how it's always been, right? When you're in trouble, turn a loon. That's your calling card. You ain't like that no more?
you get sick of that at some point. Like, all right. And the first, when you prove yourself the first 4 or 5 years, cool. But after 10 years of it, either you trust me or you don't.
Either you trust me or you don't. Now, here's what's interesting. I'm with you, Dibs. It's jarring to hear this come from Kevon Looney.
Yeah.
Then again, there are five people on the floor at any given time. All of those people over there sitting on the bench have these exact same thoughts every single night.
Yes, like, but he's got 10 years under his belt, and he even said it like, you know, after 4 or 5 years, you kind of don't want to be that guy anymore. And, you know, what, y'all don't trust me? I was the guy. And then now you get into a playoff series, and he only gets to play in the end of game seven, really, when the team kind of needed him. So I get exactly what he's saying, but you're right. In any game, like if I go in the gym right now, right behind me, in a summer league game, and there's 10 guys on the bench, all 10 of those guys think they should be out there. And the five on the floor, when they come out, they're probably thinking, I shouldn't come out. I'm the best player out here.
I mean, let's go through the roster, and how many people do you think have had Kevon Looney-type thoughts in the last couple years? Let's go. Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah, of course.
Moses Moody.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Do you think GP2?
Probably. When healthy.
Trace Jackson Davis.
For sure.
Buddy Hield.
Probably not.
Okay.
I mean, he plays in every game, and he's just buttered, right? He probably gets as many minutes as he wants.
Maybe. I mean, there was that middle period during the season.
If I see him, I'll ask him.
Okay, yeah, ask him. That'd be great. Brandon Pajemski.
Probably not. I mean, that guy gets to play all the minutes, yeah, although... I mean, he probably thinks that he should be a 48-minute-a-night guy. So I'll put him in the list, too.
I mean, I guess my point is that, you know, because we could get really far down the list and go to Pat Spencer and Guy Santos. And you know what? I don't know if they think they should. I bet they wish for it.
Yeah.
But that's all. Like, Looney is not, throughout his career, has not been an every-game kind of full-time type player. And so I know these comments are jarring. That's all. I just think they're normal as well.
They're normal, and the fact that it took 10 years for them to come out, and maybe he's felt this way for a long time, and I do believe that this year was one that probably frustrated him more so,
yeah,
because he got into a spot where he was getting DNPs, and you know he had the long consecutive games played streak, and you know just that little piece of the cut where he's like, yeah, you guys don't trust me anymore? Is that what it is? That, to me, is the really jarring part where he feels that way, and he's right to feel that way because they didn't trust him anymore.
Right, but at the same, like, I don't know, man, these businesses that we cover, and maybe even our business too, like, these are egomaniacal businesses. So this is kind of the way I look at it. In order to achieve what these guys have achieved, they have to think completely irrational things about themselves. Like, you have to be nuts. Like, what Steph Curry has achieved, you can't do that. You cannot think that to be possible. You have to be nuts to think that you can do that. But he did. And he is nuts. And now he's become one of the greatest in the world. But go all the way down to the 11th and 12th people on the bench. They've made the NBA. You have to be so incredibly confident in yourself that for sure, you also, when you arrive somewhere, you think that your boss should put you in. Your boss should believe in you. But it doesn't work that way, man, because the guy sitting next to you made the NBA too.
Right, but if you're Kevon and you look at your career, you've played a lot of games. You're always available. In the past, and I'm looking at it here, for the majority of the past 7 seasons, he's been healthy and he's been ready to go, and they've needed him and they've used him and then they didn't use him, and that's where the frustration lies, is last year he played 15 minutes a game. He suited up in 76 of them, almost all the games, and yet he played 15 minutes a game, which was the lowest he's had in 5 years. So that's where it stems from.
No, I get that. I totally get it. And I'm sure all of this stuff feels frustrating some of the time. But, like, we're talking about big business. We're talking about big dollars. You know, if the Warriors were going to offer him, you know, he referenced the mid-level, $5.7 million. The Pelicans gave him $16 million. Yes, it's over 2 years. But like, dude, that's to Kevon, that's a ton of money. And we attach that to ego and what it means and all of that. And by the way, sometimes...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sometimes it doesn't mean any of those things. Sometimes it means the Pelicans have a bunch of space and the Warriors don't.
Yeah, and not only space and the money, and I do think the money part of it made it an easy call for Kevon, but also the playing time part of it where, like I said, he was down to 15 minutes a game this year, and it didn't really go up in the playoffs, and so you got into the biggest games of the year, and Kevon Looney was mostly out of the rotation. So, yeah, money is a big factor. But also you get to a spot where, you know, you're running out of years in your career and New Orleans perhaps will give him more of an opportunity to play.
By the way, we have now arrived at this Steph Curry on Kevon Looney sound being available. I told Lucas it was karma because basically there was a snarky, snide joke remark made back here. It's kind of why I put Grandy on the spot. Lucas felt like if he were in Grandy's shoes, we would be more mad at him for not landing other people at Summer League as opposed to when it's Grandy.
Yeah, we also wouldn't have been on the air in the first place.
It's a fair point. It's a totally fair point. Boy, this one boomeranged on your head, didn't it? So then when it was time to play Steph Curry, we got 2-minute version of some female, an unnamed female. But anyway, we have it now. Here it is.
My reflections are all positive. Like, it's always tough and kind of heart-wrenching when you lose a guy that's been a part of, you know, winning at the highest level, that's been a part of building, you know, our success and culture. Clay, like you said, Loon, like, those guys are instrumental in me being who I am, Draymond being who he is, and what our careers have looked like. But it's more positive in the sense of we held it together for a very long time. So we held off the nature of the NBA for, you know, a very long time, and that's a big deal. So I'm more proud of that than sad at the same time, even though there is a little bit of emotion that comes with it.
Because you are well aware that most teammates don't get to have that longest period of time together.
A decade with Loon,
yeah.
12 years with Clay, now 13 with Clay and now 13 with Draymond. So, yeah, that's kind of unprecedented.
All right, what do you make of that? That's Steph Curry on Kevon Looney.
I think that he's right when you talk about, you know, holding the NBA and the way things go, holding it at bay. The Warriors have been able to do that, and that's really hard to do, and it's really impressive. And I know winning leads to a lot of it, but, you know, when you have this many guys play this long together, it's special.
Yeah, yeah.
You okay?
What's that?
Oh. I saw you, like, make some sort of a gesture. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yeah, you want to know what that was?
Kind of. I'm not in the room with you, so I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching the Derby, Dibs, and I told you I put a couple of thingamabobs on a couple of players.
And
well, we're in the first round, but we're in the I know I don't want to, you know, all the rules that you talked about. When you get to the end of your time, you have some bonus swings, and then you can earn more bonus swings based on how far you hit balls et cetera, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, bottom line is Brent Rooker one of the guys that I put a couple of things about Lobs on, Rucker, yeah, he hit his 17th home run of round one, which passed James Wood, who had 16. So they're the only two who have gone yet. You need to be in the top four of the first eight to move on to round two.
Gotcha.
And Rucker now finished one home run ahead of Wood, which is a significant development in round one for those of us who put a couple of thingamabobs on, on Brent Rucker. So that's good. why my arms flew into the air there a minute
ago.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure because I'm watching the, I guess it's the YouTube feed. I'm not watching the actual YouTube page, but I can see the split screen of you and I. And so I was just wondering what the overt reaction was all about. I was pretty sure it wasn't about the great point I was making because I was in the middle of the point.
No, that's what it was too. I had two arms up. One of them was for Rucker. The other one was, I'm like, man, that was a great point by Dibs that he made about something.
Right. Yeah. About Kevon Looney and how special it is to have a core group of guys that all play more than 10 years together.
Yeah, and obviously, like, you know, we've moved on to a new era now, I'm still pretty interested to see the way that this whole offseason plays out. I totally get the fatigue. I understand that people in their minds are either anxious or now just bored with the fact that the Warriors have not done anything. But I would be more concerned if I was looking around the league and sort of seeing all of the players dried up, all of the teams have sort of like done what they're going to do. But Dibs, there's a ton of stuff still sitting out there. We've just hit a standstill. I don't really know why.
Yeah, it's just a weird free agency period where it never really got started. And now we're here in Summer League, mid-July, and you know, still waiting for some stuff to pop off, still waiting for some free agents that are out there and wondering if the Warriors can still be a player at some level for one of these guys.
Now, there's also this. We do have developing news. We have some developing news that we would like to pass along. The first part of it is that in about 7 minutes, Quentin Post is going to come on the show. Okay?
Nice.
Yeah. The second part of it is he's got something very special to talk about. Apparently, there is this thing, and I'm going to read more about it so that I can share more about it. There's this thing called the Chestival. So it's basically a chess festival.
Chess Fest.
So, well, they went with Chestival.
I like it.
I think Chess Fest has a nice ring.
I think it's better than Chesticles if they wanted to go that route.
I'm crying out. I
don't. Nope.
Exactly. That's my point. They could have gone that route, but they didn't.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, you were saying Chestival is a chess festival.
Yes,
Raymond.
It's a
Quentin, I'm literally reading the text live on the air.
It's a Chestival, and Quentin won it. He won the Chestival. A Chestivus for the rest of us. And Quentin won it.
He has an oversized check. Considering how big he is, this check must be 71 feet long.
It's not that big. It's not like Happy Gilmore size.
Dude.
It's bigger than normal, but it's not that big.
He's holding this check like I hold an actual check, and this check is the size of a billboard. Literally.
He's a large man. But anyway, he is no longer Warrior Center Quentin Post. He's now Chestival Champion Quentin Post, and he's going to join us coming up next, okay?
I love it.
All right. So that's what's about to happen, and all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Dibs is in Vegas. I'm here in our studios. This is Willard and Dibs.
Dub Nation, it's Quinton Post. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Totally out of bounds. Wish he was here in person.
Oh.
I'd have a bone to pick with that young man.
I mean, you can talk to him right now. He's on the River Islands guest line. Joining us.
He's on the phone?
Yes, he is. He's in Vegas, but not where you are in Vegas. He's out and about celebrating his Chestival victory. He is none other than Quentin Post joining us live on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. QP, what's going on?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing it. Tell us about what did you do yesterday? What is a Chestival, and what did you do to win it?
Yeah, so it's an event hosted by Magnus, who's the former world champion and chess champion, and then Derek Rose, who you guys probably know.
Sure.
Who, apparently plays a lot of chess, and they set up this event together where, like, NBA meets chess players, I guess. And, I participated and ended up winning.
How many different players did you have to go through on your road to the title, QP?
So I played five matches, and I won four of them, and I drew one.
Who was able to gut out the draw against you?
So it was a bad draw where I was in a winning position, but I kind of messed up. It was Grant Williams.
Oh, Grant Williams. Yeah, that's and wait a minute, just so people understand, this isn't just like regular chess, is it? Like, there's something about a blind draw of all of the pieces in the back row. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. It's they're trying to promote freestyle chess. It's like a different version of chess where you randomize all the pieces on the back row. So it was interesting to do and very funny, okay. Very fun event.
Okay, and was it all NBA players?
Yeah, it was all NBA players and former NBA players, and then obviously the grandmasters who also were attending.
Okay, all right, and you won $25,000 that you're now going to donate to charity. Is that correct?
Correct.
Where's that money going?
So it's going to Reading Partners, who is an organization that I did some charity events for earlier this season. It's basically just about making sure that kids in all places of the U.S. get the and Cali especially get the opportunity to learn how to read and get set up for life, you know, with being able to go through education. And I thought it was a nice cause to donate to.
When were the nerves higher for you, QP, in the final of the Chestival or playing legitimate playoff minutes this year?
No, definitely playoff minutes. All of the NBA players that were there took it very serious because everybody obviously is highly competitive and wants to win, but now, playing real playoff minutes was a little more nerve-wracking, for sure.
Quentin Post with us on Willard and Dibs. What did you learn in those playoff experiences that you will now take into year two?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great experience for me. It's very interesting to see a team that many times in a row. And I learned that I want to improve on my physicality and my inside game, both offensively and defensively, but just in general, getting that experience and being able to run it back next year, very exciting.
We talked to Alex Tui earlier today, Warriors rookie here at Summer League, and he said some of the same things about getting used to the physicality. How do you, as a younger player, go about getting more used to the physicality of the NBA?
It's really just reps. Like, that's all that really can like, there's no other way to kind of get used to that, right? Like, you just have to be out there. So I was very fortunate to get some real reps during the regular season, and even be out there during the playoffs was just a great experience. And he'll have to go through the same thing, whether that be starting in the G League or going straight to the big team. But he'll get used to it.
Quentin, what have the Warriors told you to expect about your role next year?
Not much. We're just going to have to see until the season starts.
I mean, what is your thought on watching the offseason unfold? And quite frankly, so far, the Warriors have not really gotten involved.
We'll just have to wait. Kind of, I think, you don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks, months. I mean, as a player, you're not really involved into this, obviously. I'm not paying too much attention to it. I'm more so just focusing on myself and trying to improve every day. And, we'll kind of see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
what's happening in the next couple of days or more? I mean, you're here in Vegas. You're out there rocking Chestival Championships. What else you got on the docket, Quentin?
I mean, I've just been working out every day. We have a great facility here in Vegas for the Warriors where together with some other of the young guys, you know, we work out every day, lift every day. And then, you know, it's unfortunate that I'm they're not playing the summer league, but that's all right. We're more so focused on my development right now. And, yeah, no, it's been great so far.
Quentin, I mean, look, you're human. It's got to register with you in some sort of a way when you see someone else on a teammate at your same position who then departs in free agency. So what did it mean to you to see Kevon Looney sign elsewhere, and you know, how did that kind of land with you?
I mean, Loon was just a great vet for me and for everybody else in our locker room. I think he was just I mean, he did so much for this organization. So, as a person, like, I'm sad that he's leaving, and I think the whole organization is sad. I mean, it obviously means that there's a role to fill. So, I'm excited for that opportunity for next year, and I'm excited to take the next step myself.
Yeah, it certainly is a role that the Warriors are desperate to have somebody step into. And when you think about your game, where are the areas that you really need to improve upon in order to get in there and get more minutes at the five?
Probably defensively mainly, and then also offensively, my inside game. I mean, I had a lot of success shooting the three ball last year, and I definitely need to keep prioritizing that as a floor spacing big, which is, you know, what kind of gets me on the floor. But then I can definitely make strides in being an inside presence, and then defensively, you know, being quicker on my feet. But I definitely think that just being having a year of experience under my belt is gonna really help me next year.
Okay, Quentin, what is your favorite non-basketball part of Las Vegas?
Non-basketball part. Well, what I do know is that I'm a terrible gambler. I've tried a little bit and without any success. So, well, I'm probably going to check that off and never have to try that again. But no, Vegas is cool. It's very hot out here. But it's a fun environment to be in.
Too bad they don't have chess as a gambling game, I guess, huh?
Hopefully I would be a little more successful in that.
Wait, what games did you try that didn't go well?
I just had to try a little bit of everything. I tried some roulette, I tried some blackjack, and some of the slots. You know, my girlfriend actually had more success on the slots than I, which is great for her. But no, me myself, not great.
Not great. Well, yeah. you're not the first person to walk out of Vegas thinking not great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We take it in the chin and we move on.
Hey, Quentin, congrats on being Chestival champion, and thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us.
Yes, no worries. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes. Quentin Post here on William Dibbs. Yeah, yeah. Chestival champion.
Getting it done. That's awesome. And yeah. 25K to charity. I had to feel good. And after he goes out and hits the tables and drops about $8,000, he's probably thinking, man, why can't that charity be me last night at the tables?
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, and he called it freestyle chess. So, like, you move all the pieces around and then play.
Yeah, I don't know if you randomly start with all the back row in different spots, or maybe you get to just freestyle where you put it.
No, I think that you start the game by getting, like, a random set, and your back row is just kind of like,
Your back row is a random back row.
Right, and then you got to just do something with that.
I wonder if the pawns go back there, because normally you start with all pawns in the front, and then the back row is, you know, set up in a certain fashion.
Yeah, I just read it as the back row, but I've never played freestyle chess, so
yeah, me either.
I do not know. But
do you play a lot of chess in general?
No. I had a little cup of coffee with it, like, back in college and afterward, but no, I haven't played in a long time.
Yeah.
Long time, so... Anyway, all right, Lucas, what's happening here in a few minutes? What are you going to do?
Well, Grandy's in Vegas.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to let him host. He's going to talk to some people, see who stops by. Maybe he'll grab someone for his show.
Oh, okay, great. Grandy, you're going to do radio, huh?
For a little bit, at least. I think I'm going to talk to this guy named Warren Legarry. He's essentially the architect behind NBA Summer League.
Oh, yes, he is.
I think that's coming up next.
I know exactly who Warren is. Good for you. All right. And Dibs, you be safe tonight, okay?
Of course. I'll be asleep by the time Grandy gets off the air.
I don't doubt it. All right. So that's what's coming up, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. For Dibs, for Grandy, for Lucas, for Ken, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
We take it on the chin and we move on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.